Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Has your home ever been damaged from a natural disaster? Do you have insurance and make a claim, but the deductible has to be met to complete the repairs? Have you ever had a car accident and had to drive around with a damaged vehicle after you reported to the insurance company because the deductible was more than you can afford at that time? If your home is damaged and/or you have a car accident, would you have $500 to $2,000 available to pay your deductible? We at WPayD.com have a warranty for your deductible at a price anyone can afford and ease the worries of having a high deductible for lower rates. For about 1.5% of your deductible monthly, we will pay your deductible when the time comes. And if you do not, we will return 25% of your premium. If you do not use your warranty, every 2 years. Click on the website to apply for your warranty today. We pay all your deductibles.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them to be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help you develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money, and to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So please continue to listen and share with your friends and subscribe to our program. Send any questions or comments you may have to Herbert, that's H-E-R-B-E-R-T, Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. I'd love to hear some of your comments and questions, and anyone who sends an email will receive a free audio download of the 4 Principles of Wealth Building. Also, take advantage of our special 2-for-1 offer where you get 2 copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for the price of one, $16.95, plus you get over $100 in digital goodies, including the workbook, including the 12 affirmation poster, and an actual audio of a live seminar. I'd like to open with an inspirational story. It's called The Old Carpenter. A carpenter with years of experience was ready to retire. he communicated to the contractor he worked for about his decision to retire and to live a more leisurely life with his wife and his family. The contractor felt a little upset that his good and experienced carpenter was leaving the job, but he requested the carpenter to build just one more house for him. The carpenter agreed with the contractor, but the carpenter's heart was not in his work like it used to be. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials for building the last house of his career. It was an unfortunate way to end his career. When the carpenter completed the house and the contractor came to inspect it, the contractor looked around the house, and just before he exited the house, he handed the front door keys to the carpenter. He said, "This is your house, my gift to you." This was a huge surprise to the carpenter, although it was supposed to be a good surprise. He wasn't feeling good about it. He had a deep feeling of shame inside. If he had only known that he was building his own house, he would have done it all so differently. Now he has to live in his home that wasn't built that well. The moral of the story is this: like the carpenter, we build our lives in a distracted way sometimes, reacting rather than acting, willing to put up with less rather than give our best. Your attitude and the choices you make today will be your life tomorrow. So build it wisely. This is Dr. Herbert Harris. If you would like more information about how you may become a millionaire, text the word millionaire, that's MILLIONAIRE, to 58885. That's 5-888-5 to get more information and a special gift. Our theme for today is assess yourself. I picked this theme because we're at the point of closing out the present year and preparing for the new year. Many successful people feel that personal assessment of your present situation is critical to going forward successfully. Let me share our quote for the day. Ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Let me say that again. Ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Our theme for this month is New You for the New Year. What do you have to do to close out this year strong and to start the new year with passion, clarity, and commitment? Over the next 4 weeks, as we close out this year, we are going to focus on four areas. Number one, this week we will cover the assessment. I call it face the facts. Over the next 3 weeks, we will cover setting the sails for change. In other words, what changes do you intend to make in your thinking, your feelings, your actions, your habits, your associations? Then we will cover setting your goals and objectives, a way to specifically set SMART goals that can be achieved. And then finally, we close out the series with making action plans, how to do what must be done to accomplish your goals. One of the first people that I wanted to speak to was Dr. Ruby Bray, who is a retired lieutenant colonel, a certified executive coach, an educator, and an expert in servant leadership. Dr. Bray.
The other thing I did was I wrote, took out three sheets of paper that I thought about things that have been on my heart that I want to address going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote me. And then I thought about a place that I've been dreaming of. I'm ready for another house. And so I have not been real clear about where to move to live in this space. But I really believe that we have not because we ask not. And when we ask and get an answer, there is a reluctance to move forward for all kinds of reasons. So it was like, take what you know as best you know and just put it on paper, write the vision and make it plain. Then I wrote about an investment opportunity that has been on my heart for a while. And I was on travel last week. A colleague asked me if I would go into business with her. And it would probably require a move, but maybe it wouldn't. But I thought today, take a moment to list everything that you can see regarding that business so that when you decide you're going to call her, you'll be able to share what you understand about the vision and to hear what she has to say. So much starts with just the first step. And so even at my age, I just believe that there's still quite a bit of living to live. So I am willing to take the next step.
Wow. Well, you know, Dr. Bray, you said something very, very powerful. And you said to take the time and make a list of all the possibilities of that potential business arrangement. And I think that as we all look to the new year, that might be one of those, I call them learning points, to be properly prepared to make decisions, to look at the pros, the cons, the benefits, the challenges thoroughly so that you can be, when you make a decision, it's an intelligent one and not necessarily only an emotional one. So I thank you for that. That's a powerful point.
The other thing I did was I wrote, took out three sheets of paper that I thought about things that have been on my heart that I want to address going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote me. And then I thought about a place that I've been dreaming of. I'm ready for another house. And so I have not been real clear about where to move to live in this space. But I really believe that we have not because we ask not. And when we ask and get an answer, there is a reluctance to move forward for all kinds of reasons. So it was like, take what you know as best you know and just put it on paper, write the vision, and make it plain. Then I wrote about an investment opportunity that has been on my heart for a while. And I was on travel last week. A colleague asked me if I would go into business with her. And it would probably require a move, but maybe it wouldn't. But I thought today, take a moment to list everything that you can see regarding that business so that when you decide you're going to call her, you'll be able to share what you understand about the vision and to hear what she has to say. So much starts with just the first step. And so even at my age, I just believe that there's still quite a bit of living to live. So I am willing to take the next step.
Wow. Well, you know, Dr. Bray, you said something very, very powerful. And you said to take the time and make a list of all the possibilities of that potential business arrangement. And I think that as we all look to the new year, that might be one of those, I call them learning points, to be properly prepared to make decisions, to look at the pros, the cons, the benefits, the challenges, thoroughly so that you can be, when you make a decision, it's an intelligent one and not necessarily only an emotional one. So I thank you for that. That's a powerful point.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what's even more helpful. Many people go to college and trade schools and they feel like they need to map out career advancement in order to be successful. I read recently about a 27-year-old who graduated college and worked for 7 years and retired herself from the workplace with $2 million. Most of us will, it's unlikely that we'll see $2 million using career advancement. And this young lady talked about something else that I had not heard before. She called it career management instead of advancement. And it's where you're constantly seeking the best opportunity so that you can position yourself there for the greatest output and impact and return.
Mm.
And instead of moving one step at a time,